Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to today's edition of The News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is October 2nd, Thursday, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Germany is warning Google to change its ways of how it pieces users' data together. The Hamburg Data Protection Authority, yes, there is such a thing, has warned Google to curb its profiling activities or risk facing fines or even other measures. In a statement from the Hamburg Data Protection Authority, they said, Google's ability to piece together information about users across all of its services, this being Google Maps, Gmail, for example, violates local privacy laws. Google said it's now studying their order to determine their next steps. If the Hamburg Data Protection Authority feels this way about Google, wonder how they feel about Facebook. And while we're talking about government things, why don't we take a swim to the other side of the pond? The feds in the U.S. want to stop Google and Apple from encrypting your phone data. Following the introduction, of course, of iOS 8, Tim Cook published a letter to the public that highlighted Apple's efforts to keep data secure and private and out of the hands of the government. According to Bloomberg, however, both the FBI and the United States Justice Department are planning to, and probably already have, reach out to Google and Apple to understand the new Apple and Google Android systems and how they work, and if the companies could change the encryption to make it accessible when there's a court order. So, do you think Apple and Google will budge? Part of me says probably not. There's a little thing called lobbyists and money. Moving up north now to Canada, eh? Hey, sorry, I had to do it. Spotify is now officially fully available in Canada with all its bells and whistles attached. Spotify made the announcement on Tuesday via their official blog, officially welcoming Canadian users into the fold from here on out. Of course, the service itself is free as usual, but if you want unlimited listening, of course, it'll cost you $10 Canadian every month to access the service, pretty much just like everywhere else in the world. So, Canada, start your day with Spotify, eh? Sorry, I just can't help myself. Windows Technical Preview is now live. You can go download it now. All you got to do is go on over to preview.windows.com and get started on the new Windows 10. Microsoft is warning you, of course, that this is just a preview. Do not use this as your normal or everyday operating system. Duh. And it's still in its infancy stage, meaning that there's a lot of features that are still yet to be added. There may be even stuff yet to be taken away. So take this with a pinch of salt, but at least this gives you an idea of how the next Windows is going to look and feel somewhat. Part of me wonders how early this preview is. I wonder if it actually says Windows 9. Staying with Windows news, and HP actually, they've unveiled a new lineup of Windows-powered tablets and laptops, and they're very much for the budget-friendly minded. There's an HP Stream 7. This is a 7-inch display tablet. It actually has an Intel processor for $99. Not bad at all. Of course, this is running the Windows 8 operating system. There's also a larger one at the 8-inch for the Stream 8. That's $149. HP also unveiled some budget-friendly laptops as well. You got the Stream 11. That's an 11.6-inch screen with HD display. And the 13.3-inch Stream 13. Boy, these are starting to have a theme, aren't they? This also has the option of a touch screen as well. Celeron chips, 32 gigabytes of flash storage, so not a whole lot there. But each one that you get comes with a 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage. The HP Stream starts at $199. The bigger model starts at $229. They're launching in November. First, there was Bendgate. Now, there's Gapgate. Following the launch of the Samsung Galaxy Note 4 in Korea, that some handsets have a small gap between the screen and the metal trim of the body. Actually, it's not really much of a small gap, to be honest. You can actually fit a pretty thick-sized business card right there. What's funny about this is Samsung is apparently saying that the gap, it's necessary. It's a necessary manufacturing feature. And some minor rocking or vibration of parts may occur. This is what Samsung is saying. They went on to say that the issue does not impact the functionality or quality of the Galaxy Note 4. We assure all customers that the Galaxy Note 4 units meet our strict manufacturing and quality standards. Standards don't sound so strict, do they? Here, have a little dirt and particles and a bunch of crap inside your new phone. And finally, MIT, how they come up with some of the coolest stuff, it's got to be said. Are you so lazy that wireless charging right now, you know, you kind of have to be, I don't know, within a few centimeters of the thing. And, you know, sometimes you just don't want to get up across the room or out of bed to charge your phone. Well, lo and behold, they've come up with a concept that's going to let you charge your phone from feet away. Many feet. Yes, the new technology is being tested currently at a team at MIT, and it currently offers a range of up to 30 centimeters, and they're actually trying to get it to go even further than that. There are some drawbacks to this, however. It's notably slower to charge your phone because of the distance it takes to transmit the signal, or radio waves, or whatever you want to call it, from the base unit to your mobile phone. The technology's still got a little ways to go, so it's not going to be here by Christmas or anything. I'm sure it's probably got to pass some health standards as well. Some of the side effects from your distant wireless charging include headache, nausea, and frequent urination. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And we'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, it's Friday. It's the Friday edition. I know you're looking forward to it. Not really the edition Friday. Hey, I know. I understand. But in any case, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news from the past 24 hours then. But enjoy your Thursday. Think about Friday. And thanks for listening.